Good afternoon, everybody. That was weird. I bit myself. I bit my, I guess, cheek. So I said, good afternoon, everybody. Bit my cheek. Oh, man. Things are going rough for me. Can't get away from the M&Ms. Bit my cheek. Sham Sharinia's got me crashing out online. Oh, brother. Welcome to the show. This is Into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler, coming live on a Thursday. I'll throw the link out if anyone wants to talk for a little bit. I need to talk about Giannis more than I did yesterday. So yesterday I was just talking about Giannis a little bit. Today I need to talk about the specific Shams reports. And I need to talk about it from an angle that is Bucks. But I also need to talk about it from an angle that is me, because I have gotten a similar tweeted at me many times from a variety of people. And I got it again yesterday. This is Los Polaris. You're simply breaking, Bart. It's all so sad. Now, that was in response to someone putting a picture of Giannis in a Dodgers uniform. And I said, this is right-wing blog levels of unfunny. So I don't think this guy thinks I'm breaking. I think I showed my ass to some people who are not familiar with my ass. And they have a hard time understanding that maybe I don't see things the same way that they do. I feel like that has happened a lot, but I've also had people telling me I'm crashing out after the losing of job, you know, buying blue check mark, seeing if I can make any money on that fucking website, of which I come to you now in many different places via the Dan Shaney insurance YouTube stream. I'm talking Giannis, and we're also sliding underneath. We got two parallel things going on here. We're talking Giannis and the Sham stuff. We're also, men don't go to therapy. They start podcasts. So I'm in my basement and I need to go through this with myself. If not anybody else. And I want to talk about the Doc Rivers stuff. Your average Bucks fan says Doc Rivers sucks ass. Yeah. I don't understand why he's here. I don't understand why this organization was doing something a certain way. And then now that Doc's here, we're not doing it that way anymore. It does seem to be Jimmy Haslam influenced. This is all presumptive. I don't know. But what I do know is the Bucks were fire coaches, move on from guy, trade a guy, whatever we can do to keep Giannis here. And then Jimmy Haslam gets on board, and then they hire Doc Rivers, who I don't know had any interest in coaching still. And now they are like ready to go down with the ship that is Doc Rivers. Like, there's a Doc Rivers size anchor on this ship. And perhaps to save Giannis and the team, all you need to do is get rid of that anchor. But now the anchor has become so heavy that you are not going to be able to find a way to get out of it. So I don't understand what's going on in that regard at all. So Shams comes out with a report, and I want to go through some of the tweets. Shams comes out with a report essentially saying the Brewers... no, Tim. The Bucks are now fielding offers, and the Bucks are now listening to the offers that they're fielding, other than getting a phone call and pretending to listen and then hanging up. There has been overtures and inquiries on Giannis for years. Other teams, when they're trying to figure out what to do, hey, let's call the Bucks, see what's up with Giannis. These GMs, presumably, talk to each other enough all the time. What are you looking for? You know, even if it's Horst and another Giannis, LOL. There are discussions. So Giannis, and here's what I keep telling people. We have to assume that Giannis is going to get traded at some point. That's what it feels like. You and me with our eyeballs, with our senses, it feels like Giannis is going to get traded. I know he was kissing babies at the Peter Fagan Key to the City thing today. But Giannis is clearly unhappy. Is he unhappy in Milwaukee? Is he unhappy with Doc? Is he unhappy with the Bucks? Is he unhappy in the States with his family overseas? I don't know. But when you look at him, he's not happy. And then he'll say something, if I'm here still, whatever. But then he'll also say, I never asked out for a trade. What I think that he needs to understand is you can ask for a trade without saying the words, I am asking for a trade. This is action speaking louder than words, perhaps. And that does seem to be what's going on with Giannis. So I want to try to find the part of my Twitter account when I really started going white hot on Giannis, or Shams rather. And that is when I first saw the story, ESPN story on the Milwaukee Bucks starting to listen to aggressive offers on a 2021 Finals MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's prepared for a new home at the trade deadline or in the offseason. My issue with this is this is the same kind of thing, and a lot of people have been doing it, but Shams specifically has been the worst of all. And now that he's teamed up with ESPN, which have been, you know, neck and neck with him, now that their forces have merged, now it's getting out of control. And this report that Shams has is not that much different than anything he has said in the last handful of whatevers. This is how he's been doing this for years. ESPN sources, story. Here's the issue I have right now overall with the NBA is there was a lot of good NBA last night. And nobody that's covering the NBA is interested in talking about any of it. Spurs beat the Rockets. Wemby was 28-16-5. The Spurs, even with the Thunder playing as well as they are, the Spurs are a legitimate title contender. Okay? But nobody's talking about that. The Lakers, you may have seen that LeBron was sad about Cleveland's tribute, but the Lakers got beat by 30 by the Cavs, a team that was struggling, have kind of turned it around. They won 5 in a row. You've got some other teams in the East winning a bunch of games. The Hawks have been playing well. The Knicks have righted the ship. The Hornets are a team we should be talking about. They're the team that's neck and neck with the Bucks for this race for the play-in tournament. Okay? They're the ones that will probably get in. Not us. Steph continues to go up the scoring list. I mean, there's a lot of things. Magic beat the Heat. There's just a lot of things that you can talk about when it comes to the NBA. But all that we ever talk about in the NBA is where are these guys going to play again? And I do feel like that era is passing us by. I feel like that era is passing us by. Like, yeah, Kevin Durant to the Warriors. That was kind of the pinnacle of it. I would like to just watch the basketball and talk about the basketball. But it does not seem like that is something that happens anymore. So we're photoshopping people in the different jerseys, you know, so on and so forth. So Shams put out this story, and immediately I go into rage mode. This started about 11 o'clock yesterday and went on for a few hours. And I had this similar type of crash out, let's say, when Matt LaFleur was extended and I fired off 20 tweets and, you know, whatever. But I think, like, I had another guy say, Bart, you're crashing out. While that may be true, what's happened in the last month? Okay. I have watched the Packers lose to the division rival, the Bears. I then saw Matt LaFleur keep his job. There was a Brewers trade that didn't bother me too much, but that was some big news. There's everything that's going on with Giannis. There's a lot of things happening with our sports teams right now that are leading to said crash out. Okay? So, yeah, in that regard, I'm crashing out. I'm also on Twitter more than I have been in a long time. When I would do, this is making me think that I have a lot bigger audience on Twitter than I thought, or no one fucking listened to my show. Because the shit that I'm saying on Twitter is everything I've said on my show. Shitting on ESPN, shitting on Shams, shitting on Packer fans that want LaFleur. Any crash out that I'm having online, I've had on my show. Some people are more digestible in print than they are in video and audio. I think I'm more digestible in video and audio. I think I'm more able to be understood in video and audio. My tweets, when I say something like on here, oh yeah. But when I tweet those same words just in word form, it looks really bad. So a lot of this stuff that I tweeted, I've said, this should be your moment, Shams. This could be your moment, but you've been crying wolf for 9 years. Now that it's close to happening, you are not a newsbreaker. You are a pathetic man, possibly getting the validation you've been seeking. Anyway, let me know when it happens. That was just the first one. This is my main complaint about this. And I think a lot of Bucks fans are in a similar boat. I think a lot of Bucks fans, they're not excited about this. This isn't something that they want. We don't want to have to go through this. We don't want to see Giannis try to put 5 years of will here, won't he, in a five-month span. We don't want to see this. We don't want to go through it. We're annoyed that Giannis is 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Do you want to be traded or not? Ask. It's okay. That's where we are. He's going to burn through that equity. So if he's still here next year and signs an extension and still says this stuff, it's hard to think that he's going to be here next year, right? It is hard to think that. I still think he goes to the trade deadline. And if there's a package, maybe it happens prior to the draft or, you know, sometimes this offseason. But it does feel like at some point, Giannis is going to be dealt. And that in and of itself is sad, right? It is sad. But that's what we are ready for. And we've known it. We got a title. We got 13 years. We see as Bucks fans that this team is not what they were at any other point of these rumors. I think if it happens, it's going to be in the offseason, Justin. I don't expect it to happen in the next couple of weeks. I'll be shocked if it does. If they are going to trade him, do not acquiesce to anybody. Don't acquiesce to Giannis. Don't acquiesce to Silver. Don't acquiesce to the other GM. Get the better deal. Get the deal where even they're like, yeah, we gave up a lot, but we're getting Giannis. There are some times when you have leverage. You know, this isn't, we're not trying to trade backup running back, backup wide receiver in fantasy week 8 bye weeks. Okay? We're not doing that. You're trading away Giannis Antetokounmpo at the age of 30 when he's got another big contract coming and more years of MVP play left. And he's one of the three best basketball players in the world. You should. We're not going dollar for, four quarters here. There needs to be some. The Bucks, we got what you want. You can have it. Just give us some stuff. Give us enough stuff to let us pivot for a potential future. Which I still don't think there is a future after Giannis, but maybe I'm too in the moment, can't see the forest from the trees on that one. So I think we're all under the assumption that he is going to get dealt at some point. What bothers me isn't that. It's all of these people in the media. And I'm sitting there screaming like an idiot. I'm on the side of the road wearing my sign, ringing my bell. Don't listen to Shams. Don't let him have the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't get the respect that I'm doing that. And I feel like people are driving by me and like, look at that fucking idiot. Okay? Because then I keep tweeting the same shit you've been tweeting for 10 years. Have some respect for yourself. It's likely Giannis is trading soon. We see that with our eyes. But if it happens, it doesn't validate 10 years of Shams making shit up. But he'll get credit for being on top of it. He's not, and he wasn't. He's a piece of shit who lied an eventual truth. Now, did I need to say he's a piece of shit? Probably not. But I do like the lied an eventual truth line. That because he's been talking about this for 10 years. And I thought Rami had a good parallel. It's like if I sit at this machine at Pato and say this is going to hit, at some point it will hit. So you'll be right. But you're not basing that off of anything. You are just saying, oh, there's a superstar in Milwaukee. I'm going to bet at some point he'll be traded. And now, because it's more likely that he is traded because of the state of the Bucks, look, I know there's a lot of bots on Twitter, but I got these people telling me Shams is going to be right. I know what they're saying. Oh, do we owe them an apology? We don't owe anybody shit. They owe us our time back. They stole 9 years from us. We're going to apologize to them when he gets traded. Oh, Shams is going to have that breaking news alert and spooge all over his fucking BlackBerry. That's what makes me mad. That's why I don't rest. That's why I crash out. That's why I'll never get hired again. Because somebody needs to be on the street with the bell and the sandwich board saying, do not trust this guy. Tim Shea joins the program.
Good afternoon, Bart.
How you doing, Shea?
Good, how are you?
Good. You look like you're at a conference or something.
Oh, no, not at all. I just got done with work, so.
Well, we got the lanyard, we got the shirt logo, we got a name card.
Yeah.
You're not in a vehicle?
I'm not in a vehicle. How's my connection? How do I sound?
As good as it sounded since we started this.
Can you believe this?
Sound very good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do you have any comments on Giannis? I'm trying not to crash out. Don't tell the newspaper I'm crashing out.
I won't. No, I'm tired of it. I'm sick, so whatever.
You're sick of it or sick of it?
Sick of it.
Oh, but do tell the newspaper that Doug Russell still has a job. There was some confusion about that in media circles.
I did see that as well.
Yeah, Doug Russell is still employed.
Yep.
And he lost 50 pounds. He looks good. So you're just sick of it?
Yeah, whatever. You hear it every day.
I'll tell you what this has done for me. I've got no desire to go to games now.
Oh, I haven't been to a game yet this year.
I went a couple times. I keep talking about the New Year's Eve game. I've probably gone to 3 or 4.
Did they win?
They lost to the Wizards. They were up, and then they were down like 10. And then CJ McCollum, before he got traded, hit a jumper with 10 seconds left, and then Giannis had a mid-range jumper to answer, and he, of course, missed. So they lost on New Year's Eve. But win or lose, just seeing with my eyes, they didn't look – it's not even that they look bad or look good. They don't look like they care, or they don't look like they can care. And I know that there's the Giannis stuff going on. My bigger like Bucks-centric 2026 season question, and I think somebody that's been getting away with it because of how much we're talking Giannis, is the terrible job that Doc Rivers is doing.
I'm shocked you're just not going around like you have been for Matt LaFleur about Doc Rivers. He's getting a pass in your book, isn't he?
No, but yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not going as hard as him. One, I feel like, you know, collectively everyone's doing the work. The LaFleur stuff, I need to be a little louder because there's still a lot of LaFleur lovers. But Doc, I can't find one Bucks person that's even like, well... You know, they're not even like that. He had a face the other day with a challenge that he didn't challenge. And he was just looking like, what do I do? Like, he doesn't want to be coaching. I don't understand it. I think it's a Jimmy Haslam thing. I don't get it. The whole organization. I said this the other day. fuck. I mean, the days of Alex Lazare are looking pretty good now in the rear view.
Ever since Peter Fagan announced he was leaving, it's just been downhill.
And who is this guy replacing him? Nobody's seen him yet.
No.
Was he at the thing today? He got the key to the city.
I saw that. Key to the city, map to the state. He's getting everything.
He got the map to the state?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
What does that even mean?
I have no idea. I just made it up.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. If you had to choose one coach to be fired this year, and only one, which one? Matt LaFleur or Doc Rivers?
Oh, Tim, I actually thought of a great, like...
There we go. That's my question of the day.
LaFleur or Doc, I'd fire LaFleur first.
Oh, all right.
Although there really is, and this would sucks. Like, who are you going to hire? You know?
Thank you. Mike McCarthy?
Robert says, Tim Shea is not as dumb as he looks.
That's the guy listening next door to me, by the way. So, thanks, Bobby!
Joey says, fire Doc Rivers.
He wants you, actually. He runs the our golf tournament or golf outing. He wants you to like MC it or do a live show from there. And then he did ask, do you, I actually don't know. Do you golf? I said no, but
I'm bad. I like golfing, but I'm bad.
That's what I thought.
I'll play on a scramble, but I can only really putt and maybe hit one down the middle, 200.
Well, that, I think that's what it is. The West Dallas champions for a child, I believe, is what it is.
Oh, so it's a charity, so I can't like ask for money to MC. It's got to be charity.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll get you something. Maybe some Mountain Dews or.
You know what you could always get me.
We can get you a fitness center membership here in West Dallas.
The only thing I need is fitness gummies into my mouth at happyplacehemp.com. Promo code's BART, 25% off. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART.
I might need some.
You need the sleep ones, right?
Yep. I like the purple ones.
I've got some extra. Just come over.
Okay.
You're not in my neck of the woods anymore, are you?
No, I'm not, but it's just a car ride. Maybe a stop at Pato in between.
I do have free $5 every week in February.
Me too.
$5?
You have $5 every week, not just.
No, they don't always give it to me.
Oh, I get it every week.
No, they give me 2 months off and then a month back on.
Okay.
I need to go to an Admirals game and get one of those $20 vouchers.
The Brewers have the best ones. Free $25.
Oh, those are great. I go.
$10.
I go right after the stadium when I get those.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to do what you're here for?
Yeah. Well, I, this is very random that you picked today to do this.
Why?
That's because the schedule just came out. I mean, I know it just came out, but I wasn't ready. I looked at my phone. I'm like, Badgers. First, I was like, basketball? Because they had a very nice comeback last night.
Yeah.
But then you're like, no, you want to win-loss the Badgers football schedule.
Yeah, well, the schedule came out.
Sure, why not? We do it with the Packers every year. It quietly came out, too. I had no idea it was coming out.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Let's do it. I am a Badger season ticket holder. We can set all my vacation days, too. You can remind me.
Yeah, I will. So what's going to happen on the show right now is Tim Shea and I are going to win-loss the 2026 Wisconsin Badgers football schedule.
let's do it.
Is that okay?
You get the music, too, or no?
I could do some rock music.
You can't do like the NFL. You can't do like, you know, the NFL primetime.
No, there's only so many things that I can do.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'd have to pay.
Yeah, I got you. I forgot.
And I don't have any money for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we don't need you. You don't need us.
All right, you want some music?
Go ahead.
This is the generic StreamYard music you hear on podcasts all over the land. All right, week one, the Badgers. This is going to be at Lambeau Field on a Sunday. We'll be on NBC. Is this going to be a night game?
Yeah.
It's going to be a night game.
They moved it from Saturday to Sunday. Labor Day. Labor Day weekend.
All right, so we're in store for a night game.
So no
at Lambeau Field. Did it get bigger?
No Packer game. It did.
Oh, there we go. All right. So I'm going to take the Badgers to – I'm going to take them to lose that game, Tim, on the 6th of September.
That is probably the national champion of next year, so I will take them to lose as well.
Are they playing anybody, though? Because nobody wants to play them now.
Yeah, they're playing BYU and Miami. They get the rematch of Miami.
Oh, they got Belichick?
Yeah, they get everyone else.
Miami, SMU.
Yeah.
Navy.
Yeah, they, you know, the Sisters of the Blind and Deaf.
Oh, yeah, no USC, very sad. All right, then the Badgers have the Western Illinois Leathernecks. That will likely be a 11 a.m. Big Ten Network game. I'm going to take them to win. I'm going to put them at 1-1 for the season.
Okay, I agree with you.
All right. Following that, it's going to be the Eastern Michigan Eagles.
They just got replaced. That game got replaced. It was supposed to be Pittsburgh, but the Badgers needed another win in their schedule. So,
yeah, that sucks. I think I should come up with a list of what annoys me the most in sports. College football scheduling games 9 years in advance, and then the year prior to that game, they're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
That bothers me. I'll give them the dub there, though. They're going to get paid off with the bye game, 2-1.
Same.
All right. Then they're going to go to Penn State. It's Matt Campbell, Rocco Becht coming over. Oh, that Eastern Michigan game, too. That's going to be a 6 p.m. FS1 night game, by the way.
That's my vacation night.
Okay. The Penn State game. Ooh, you know what that could be.
Big Ten Saturday night.
I think it could be. I'm going to, you know what, Penn State, they're getting familiar with their new surroundings, their new coach. I'm gonna give the Badgers a road win here to go to 3-1.
I was too. Look at that.
I don't know one player on the Badgers next year, but. All right. Then they got Michigan State. This is going to be a 2:30 FS1 game. And I'm going to take the Badgers to win this game, too.
Yep, 4-1.
Okay. Then they're off. All right, then they have to go to UCLA. This will be their first CBS game of the year. And I am going to give the Badgers... Well, it's the Rose Bowl. It's the home away from home, baby. Let's go 5-1 for the Badgers.
That's wrong. It's not the Rose Bowl. It's not their home away from home. They're playing where the Rams played next year.
It says Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, they're playing at SoFi?
Yep.
Oh, well, even better. For some reason, I'm not sure yet. Win.
I agree. That's another win. They're 5-1 now.
5-1.
They've beat last year's or this past season's win total.
Okay, now they're going to have some momentum.
Yep.
This one's guaranteed to be Big Ten Saturday night.
Yep. Homecoming, probably.
God, I got to be honest with you. I like the Badgers in this game.
We'll take USC.
I'm 6-1.
You're 6-1, and I'm 5-2.
All right, then they go to Iowa. This is going to be their first Big Noon kickoff of the year. You know what? I think they're going to beat Iowa and improve to 7-1.
I do too. I'm 6-2.
Okay. Then they got Rutgers. That's back on Big Ten.
Yep.
All right. 8-1. At Maryland, 9-1. At Purdue, 10-1. At the Golden Gophers come here, 11-1. Okay. I got the Badgers going 11-1 for the loss to Notre Dame.
Someone book this episode, please, so that when they go 3-9, we can laugh at ourselves.
They'll get an at-large bid, and they will meet Notre Dame again in the playoff.
This is great.
Let's see.
I can't wait to do this in August again.
Ben says, I don't want what you guys are smoking. This is terrible. And then we got, this segment is not a good promo for Happy Place Hemp. What do you mean? I haven't had any THC yet today. Justin's going to write down, I have 11-1. What do you got? 10-2?
10-2.
Is that going to get him into the playoff?
It should. But, you know, maybe they'll pull a Notre Dame on us. And yeah, we were just out. We're the 13th best team.
Should I give you my real prediction?
Sure.
6-6.
Probably. John Gruden in his way in next year after Fickell gets fired.
I just want them to play some fucking shitty bowl game on the 28th at Fenway or some shit.
The Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, just play one of these baseball bowl games. Go down to Wrigley, maybe. They had a bowl game there, right?
Should the Brewers host a bowl game?
Well, they can't.
Well, now that they're winterizing Miller Park or American Family Field.
They are?
Yeah, you knew that.
I'm not sure I did.
Yeah, they're with that whole money, the bills pass, that they're going to winterize Miller Park so they can do some stuff in the winter. They probably want to do a wrestling event there. I think at one point there was talk about doing something with basketball.
How much is that going to cost?
A lot of money. It was like over $500 million or something. It was passed a couple of years ago to make improvements to the stadium.
What were all those maps showing, like apartments? None of that's happening.
The district, like your district. That might happen too.
Not in Rick Schlesinger's tenure.
He's done after this year.
He is?
I believe so. Thought I heard something.
I'm going to bring in Banana. Hey, Banana.
What's up, guys? Hey, fellow.
Yo, Banana, Tim.
Hey, Tim. Haven't seen you since the whole going away party.
You're a Shaniac, right?
God.
No? You're not a Shaniac?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't even know what a Shaniac is, Bart.
It means you're a Tim Shea maniac.
Oh, yes. Well, absolutely. Yeah. We are.
I just made that up. What's up?
Well, it's $300 million, Tim. That's what was passed.
$300 million.
Yeah, $300 million. No strings attached with it with regards to Adonacio having to pay anything for the team and in terms of a salary floor and spending. Basically, they just gave him the money. Yay. And exactly what Tim has said. They're going to winterize. They're going to modernize. Maybe get the escalators so that way they don't collapse halfway through a game. Just thought.
Who gave him the money?
State did.
For what? When did I miss this?
This was over a year ago, Bort, like Tim said.
Well, how am I supposed to get to the stadium if the highway's under construction?
Well, whoever said the state was good at planning. I mean, they gave the map to the state away earlier today, so.
I did. All right, well, what's up with you?
Like you, sitting around my unemployed self, watching you guys, just shaking my head in disgust at how Doc Rivers is going to I have a bad feeling Doc Rivers and Matt LaFleur are going to be around for a long, long time. I mean, Haslam, as you said before, Bart, I'm pretty sure that he's hoodwinked about this. Oh, your friend Dario was on this morning on the statewide sports show, and he was talking about how basically the reason why Doc is still employed is he's such a charmer. He's got Doc certain people. Doc's apparently a charmer. That's what Dario said.
I don't think it's anything more than Jimmy Haslam is starstruck by Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he's got Haslam starstruck and charmed.
Jimmy Haslam's aware of like three coaches in the last 25 years of NBA. And he's like, Doc Rivers available, I'll take him. I'm surprised we don't have Mark Jackson.
Jackson would be an upgrade.
Banana, you are the runner-up, but since you're both here, Tim, you have earned this week's Winklerverse Member of the Week. You have earned a map of the state. Congratulations.
Yay, Tim.
This is the highway map from, what year was this made? 1924.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you.
This is 100 plus years old. You've yet to see the highways come through and segregate the city of Milwaukee. That's not on this map. But other than that, it's pretty good. Yep. There we go. Little prop comedy.
I like it. Thank you. I'll come pick it up.
Wow. I did have a question. I was going to give this to the guys on because there's been a lot of discussion about snow and domes and football.
Oh, God.
So imagine Lambeau Field has a dome. How many Super Bowls would it take retroactively for you to be okay with that? Like they'll say, we're going to put a dome on Lambeau, but that now means Rodgers won two and Favre won two. You know what I'm saying?
Retractable roof?
No, dome.
Okay.
Is that a QR code poster?
It most certainly is, Bart.
Does it go to anything?
Yes, it does. You know what my favorite kind of link to send to people are, Bart? Little Rick Astley. It, if you scan it, it will literally Rickroll you.
That's what it does?
Yeah.
Can I
scan I'll send it you a better picture. I'll send you a better picture of it later, Bart.
Can I scan it from on here?
You can. Give me a second. Let me see if I can get it to be a little bit higher up here.
Where does this get purchased?
My better half bought this for me for my birthday last year.
Oh yeah, sure enough.
Yeah. Seriously, Rick rolling your crowd, Bart.
Where do they even sell those?
She ordered it somewhere.
Autof.com.
I will ask her.
That's insane. I need those. I gotta get in the QR code game. Yeah. Oh, Tim, I set the day for the tailgate.
Oh, what day?
July 18th.
Against
Marlins.
All right, I'm in. Ooh.
3 o'clock game.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Are you going to buy the tickets?
Yeah.
Can you afford the tickets?
Next question.
Same question for me, buddy.
Who are you working with on the tickets? What's her name?
Emma Baker?
Emma Baker?
No, she works for the Bucks.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Good job on the Badger schedule. Anything else for you, Banana?
Yeah. I agree with you. Giannis is traded in the offseason. I mean, the fact that he's
there's not going to get again. Enough for him now. You can't rush this.
No, he's hurt too. And no team in their right mind is going to trade for someone whose Achilles could basically go Lillard
right now. They want him to get as much rest as possible, and they want him to basically have an off season of rest before they actually throw him out there. They want him available for their supposed title stretch runs. I mean, anything else would be foolhardy by those teams.
I don't want to talk out of school here, but they need to employ a little art of the deal here. They need to ask for Greenland and then settle with a bunch of army bases. They need to ask for the most improbable thing they can get and then let the other team work their way down. Don't. I want John Horst going into these negotiations, not giving up anything ever.
I don't want John Horst in these negotiations, period, full stop. I want him gone along with Doc.
Oh, did he emerge from the shadows today? So that means 6 more weeks of drafting a kid that had 2 good games in the NCAA tournament?
Something like that.
Where is DJ Wilson?
Sitting on his first round money.
Damn.
All right. Well, I'm going to go apply for more jobs, kids. Good catching you.
Good luck.
Good See luck. You guys.
Banana. Yeah, it's tough out there because a lot of the career.
Oh, no.
What?
I can't hear you. Hold on. I'll leave and come back.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
I can't hear you. I don't know what happened.
We're talking right now. Well, all right. Going to wrap things up here soon anyway. Bucks have a game tonight against the Wizards. There will be no post game for that. There might not be a Bucks post game for a while. Not doing Wizards. I have to go. I get to go to a family music night. The kids are going to do a little concert for the parents. So I'm excited for that tonight.
I don't know why that happened, but whatever.
I'm excited for the Royal Rumble on Saturday. You got a pick?
Gosh. The Rock.
The Rock, okay. Also, Wonder Man, Marvel TV's latest entrant, is very good.
Hey, I have a question about wrestling. Is John Cena, like, done, or do you think he's going to come back at some point?
He retired. Now, every retired wrestler has come back at some point. Even the one guy who said he never would, Shawn Michaels, did come back to chase a Saudi bag. I do believe that John Cena has every intention to never wrestle again. I do believe that he believes it. I also believe that, you know, at like WrestleMania 50, you know, when the Saudis are doing their 3-month run of Monday Night Raw. I don't know why WWE headquarters doesn't just move there already.
What WrestleMania are we coming up on?
42.
So I'm going to say WrestleMania 45 or 46 will be at Miller Park.
No chance. Miller Park would be lucky to get a B-list pay-per-view. I mean, they'd be lucky to get an NXT stand and deliver.
What about SummerSlam?
No way.
Just saying.
No, I could see them getting maybe a Money in the Bank.
I do that.
Well, I would get any pay-per-view here, but I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, this winterizing Miller Park. I don't think it's going to bring them the dollars they're expecting. What are we going to play there?
I don't know.
A winter classic?
Maybe. Winter classic. Basketball, wrestling. What else is in, like, early December?
Let me say this. Can I say this about the Blackhawks? Are they trying to be a part of shit here or not? They had that one game at Fiserv. Like, if you're going to try to take over Milwaukee, be here more.
Well, didn't
do one game every 10 years.
Soda in that one game?
Yeah.
They should have played Nashville.
Well, yeah, I think that Nashville should really dig in here, but you know, is that partnership going to be around forever? You should be Sabres fans is what you should be. Brewers colors, same shitty history. They're on a winning streak, or they were.
How many games are the Brewers going to win this year? Are we too early to do that?
We just one-lost the Badgers schedule.
We're not win-lossing the Brewers schedule.
How many games?
I think it's set at 85 and a half, 84 and a half.
I thought I saw 87 and a half.
I'm
sorry. I say it every year. I'm always wrong. I'm one of the people that are always wrong. I don't think they win 90.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. I think Caleb Durbin's about to have an all-star campaign.
He's your new favorite, isn't he? Good interview, by the way.
Oh, you caught it?
Yep.
Yeah, most of that was off the top of my head.
Good job, Bart.
I did listen to a few interviews he did. I did. I listened to one he did with Trevor Thomas. I listened to one he did with Tim Allen. And Tim had said something about the nickname, his nickname being Happy. And then I used that on Caleb, and he didn't see it coming. I was like, yeah, I did my fucking prep. Okay? I'm not going to drive up to Fond du Lac, put in all this work for $0 and not do the prep. Grant says you're cooking today.
Thanks, Grant. Big Badger win last night, Grant. Big Badger win last night.
Tim's like my Ed McMahon if Ed McMahon's vocal cords were damaged in a fire.
Wow.
Hi-yo. Hi-yo. All right, well, I'm going to wrap up. It's good to see you.
Always good to see you, Bart. Always good to see you.
Yeah, you want to have a real embrace soon?
Yeah, we should. We should go to a Bucks game. Wear paper bags on our head.
I could do a reverse chair bit.
You take the chair back. You go to City Hall. Can I get all your chairs?
What's a reverse chair bit?
You take the chair back. You say, there's no chair going here. I don't know. A reverse?
I could just take a jackhammer and just start tearing up Wisconsin Avenue.
It needs it.
I saw a tweet today that we're just not funding potholes anymore, like America or road repairs. That's how they knew the Roman Empire was coming down. There was a bridge and it didn't get repaired, and the Romans were like, fuck. When in Rome. Okay. Well. Yeah. I talked to a guy today. He goes, and it was for a thing, but he's like, and are you employed? And I go, no. And he's like, okay. Cause it's like a doctor and we're scheduling something.
Oh yeah.
He's like, well, I got laid off. When did you get laid off? A month ago. Oh, okay. Do you think there's any chance you could get rehired by your company? He says. I said, all this. Actually, this is my second time getting laid off by the same company. And then he's like, so you're pretty much free all day? We can schedule whenever? And I was like, well, on Mondays at noon, I do a podcast with Carlos Ortiz. And then Tuesdays, I record at 2. And then sometimes I go live and talk to Tim. So I do have some things. I'm not just totally free, but I can make myself free.
Why are you talking like you're Irish?
Oh, because I'm a little tiny leprechaun there.
Should we hang out on St. Paddy's Day?
I don't know. To do what?
I don't know. Go out.
Should we bar crawl for the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the few days McGuire's will be absolutely packed. The only day.
So if that bar was just called
Tony's.
Yeah, it was called Matt's. No, we got to go to an Irish bar. There's nothing Irish about that bar. The bar top is green and it's called McGuire's. That's it.
The bar top's red. It's not.
Oh, Jesus. It's not even green. What is Irish about McGuire's besides the name?
He's got like stuff hanging up.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know.
All right. All right. All right. Good to see you.
Yes. We're getting closer and closer to baseball season. Get our minds off of all this football and Giannis stuff. So Giannis is staying with the Bucks at least through the year. So just there we go.
Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Go Brewers. And I'm